Hello, I'm your host, Paolo Rapasso, and welcome to the Rapasso Family Podcast. Today, our guest is someone very dear to me. It is my grandfather, Vicom Don Pepe. He has had a very interesting life, born in San Luis Potosí, was adopted as an infant, and has had a very tough life full of ups and downs. He has traveled to many different places across the world. Lastly, he is a successful auto parts store and has fathered three children. And now, I'll get into the interview with him. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. So it's my grandfather. We call him Pepe.
Yes. Pues con cosas sencillas.
Here, I asked him, what did you use to play as a child? He responded that there weren't a lot of toys like there are now. Said you would play with simple things, even an empty can. We play with marbles a lot. What is the best story that you had from when you were a kid?
The best story is when.
As you can notice, he switched to speaking English. He lived in the U.S. for some years, but he has been residing in Mexico since he married my grandmother in 1970. He apologized for his broken English due to a lack of practice. When he responds in English, he believes his foundation in school helped him do this. What is the biggest amount of trouble you get into when you're a little kid?
The biggest trouble?
Sí.
Well, to adapt me to my new house, to my new home, because I was a orphan.
When I asked him about getting in trouble as a kid, he really held back on this story. His answer referred to the loss of his parents and having to move into a new house. My mother tells me he would sneak out in the middle of the night to go to his old house, and of course, he would get in trouble. At what age did you first drive a car?
Well, when I was about 25,
okay. Do you remember what type of car it was, or not?
I don't get
you. ¿Qué tipo de carro fue?
That was a 59 Chevrolet.
Okay. When did you first, go to the U.S.? When was the first time you went to the United States?
What year?
In 1962.
Do you remember why you went to the United States?
If I remember, what?
¿Por qué fueres a los Estados Unidos?
I was looking for a better life. For a better life and make myself a new life alone.
How'd you learn English?
I went to the night school in Illinois.
Okay. What was your education like in Mexico compared to the United States in night school?
What was the difference in the schools in Mexico compared to when you took English in the U.S.?
Oh, there was a lot of difference, but since we started since the beginning when we get into class, we have to speak only English.
So I can imagine that can be very difficult.
Not for me. I was already practiced before I came to the United States.
What was the first thing you did when you came to the United States?
start working the next day. Then I went and the next day I was working.
Do you remember what you did or not?
Yes, I was working in a window aluminium window factory.
So you were in Chicago, Illinois? Okay.
That was in the place where they make the windows, the storm windows.
Okay. So then how did you get to Matamoros in Brownsville, Texas?
When I was on vacation, and I come to, I was passing by with a friend, he's a girlfriend here. Then I met my wife. Okay. After a year, we get married, and next year I was get established in Matamoros.
Okay. What was it like the first time you saw your wife?
That was the person that I was looking in my life.
Pepe went through ups and downs in his life until he met my grandmother. They tried living in Chicago, but his young bride could not survive the first cold front. Left everything he owned and established in Matamoros, Mexico, where he still resides. He'll turn 83 next Monday, May 22nd. And until next time, this is Paolo Raposo with the Raposo Family Podcast.